beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc. Welcome to the program. Tonight, I'm talking about the Primordial Protocol, and, well, not really. I'm talking about life in general. Let's just dive straight into it. You know, the world today is nothing short of madness. I mean, it really is. And, well, it always has been. Surprised? What am I talking about? Well, to begin with, everyone on this planet has issues. Deny it if you can. Even I have issues. Here we are on this tiny blue sphere in the midst of black seas of infinity. I had to borrow that from H.P. Lovecraft. Black seas of infinity, yes. And we're trapped with a bunch of nuts who want to tell us how to feel, what to think, and what to do or not to do. You know, as if that's not bad enough, as if that were insufficient cruelty, on top of all of this, these buffoons and maniacs would like to kill us. Turn on YouTube. And there's a video upload from Fox about how to win arguments with your liberal friends and family. Okay. Or there's how Israel's taking over the world from behind the scenes. Da-da-da-da. There's plenty of garbage left and right and in between if you're really into it. Especially if you'd like to know all about people defecating in the streets of San Francisco, California. Did I really say that? Yes, I did. Or how creepy people are taking down alternative media from all the social networks. Think it's not happening? Well, it is. And so on and so forth. Yeah, it is enough to make people just not want to get out of bed for fear of their footsteps waking someone up. Well, we all have all manner of noise from these hopeless worshiper follower types of other people encompassing our daily waking hours. And again, as if that were insufficient cruelty, now the technocrats, the technocracy that these morons have allowed to take power, by the way. Yep, thank your fellow man. These technocrats would very much like to get inside of our heads while we're asleep so that they can broadcast to us some of their commercials. Perhaps these will be nice commercials about, like, the Energizer Bunny. You think so? I don't know about that. It's probably going to be socialistic, you know, mind control kind of commercials coming into your head saying, kill that person, do this, do that. You know, real voice-to-skull technology. Think it isn't real? I got news for you. We've got insanity, Satanism, communism, monotheisms. What is right? What is wrong? Blah, blah, blah. Hopeless, idle, worshipping fools. Well, here's a new ripe one for you. Am I a Trump supporter? You know, I hate it when people just assume what I am and tack on a label. But I understand, and yet I still detest the labeling. No, in answer to the question, I am a psionicist, an occultist, a technician of magic, whatever you want to call me. You know, I don't think I really fit into that nice square peg on either side of the fence, left or right. I'm sorry. I see patterns. That's what I see. I hear from and I speak to the universe, what some people call the web of weird, the matrix, the machine of enigmas. You know, everything is interwoven patterns and templates. the stuff that moves unseen and behind the screen of reality. That isn't to say that I disagree with everything Republicans say, or even what, you know, what some Democrats say, within the bounds of reason. I tend to agree a little bit more with some of the libertarian views, but I digress. I'm not a groupie of any sort. I'm a stout individualist. But truly, it all ends before we know it, you know. Life, it's over, in the blink of an eye. Next thing you know, we're ghosts, wandering and haunting the afterlife. So we are wasting an awful lot of time even entertaining the egos of these narcissists on television. And believe me, there are many. Though I realize the necessity of a person entering into politics at certain time periods, you know, and there's been many time periods in which certain people are necessary. In one case, the constellation of Orion made contact with me, and what happened is I felt a calling, looked outside, and I saw a red orb trace from star to star in that constellation of Orion, and then rapidly started repeating this cosmic movement to indicate that this was indeed the person necessary to step into the position of office, okay? Patterns. However, this does not mean that I trust any a man's affiliations, because quite frankly, I don't. Anyone who climbs so high does not get there by him or herself. It just doesn't work that way. Sorry to tell you, Beaver. I might ally myself to a person, but I am no follower. And I would ask the same of my own colleagues here, that you remain true to yourself and be your own person. Be a unique individual unto yourself. We don't want mindless followers, I'm sorry, but instead colleagues of magic and psionics, technicians of wisdom, explorers. Yeah. Explorers of metaphysics, paranormal activities, magic, psionics, psychotronics, radionics, dowsing, divination. You know, these are the people that we want. And I want you to be, those of you listening now, if you really want to be a part of my program, be an individual. Come to me not as a follower, but as a fellow magician, a brother psionic knight, and as a colleague. And I will welcome you with open arms into the psionic brotherhood. But how is the way in which I see the world different from the majority? I mean, this is my show, after all. I'm interviewing myself here. I might as well tell you. Or in what way are we alike or not alike? Let's talk about that. I don't like to look up to other people. I mean, for one thing, I do not idolize other bipeds walking around. You know, I mean, nobody's perfect. There are some pretty great people. There are some pretty great people who I do love or appreciate very much. The recent passing of Dr. Patrick Flanagan is one exemplary example of someone who I greatly appreciated. But I do not idolize. I do not worship. I am not a follower. I'm an individual. Yeah. I do not expect the world to be fair by any means. Let's face it, nobody in their right mind likes a complainer. Don't get me started about some of the Trump tweets and all those things. I know, I see people all across the board on both sides of the fence playing decoy. Well, it's a big theater. I get it. Some people get it, some people don't. You know, I read the news like a Philip K. Dick novel. I'm sure many of you have heard of him. That is, I see a god form or an egregore leaping off of every page I turn. Yeah, that's how I look at the news. At least these days. Perhaps once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, we could actually turn on the television, watch the news, and then derive our own conclusions. Not today, not this day, but I understand. I understand patterns in the universe and what the so-called, I call them outsiders or shadowy intelligences as they sometimes appear, of the universe. I understand what they have shown to me. We are not free, not here on this planet. I don't think we ever have been, as far back as I can read in history of any place on the planet. I mean, by far, it is nicer right here in the United States in many ways. I'm not even going to get into that, but I've lived in three countries. I've lived in America, I've lived in Saudi Arabia, I've lived in Japan. And by far, I believe that the law is far more fair to us in America than on any other soil on this little blue planet that we're on. So, is Israel an evil force behind everything controlling us? Maybe, but right here in the United States, we seem to have it pretty good. Or at least we did up until a time, right? I mean, we got problems, sure, but I digress. We live on a primordial plane, folks. That is to say, we live in a realm of hunger and thirst. I mean, it's literally just one level above the realm of hungry ghost. Everything in this world must eat and devour something else. Consumption, obsession, oppression, possession. These are the components. This is the recipe. Evil, essentially, is lord and land on this plane. Well, of course, that's depending upon what angle one looks at the world, I must say. So I tend to think like an outlaw. Sort of like, Billy the Kid? Well, maybe not that bad. More like Conan the Barbarian. I don't know if you've, those of you listening right now, if you've ever read the, the original Conan the Barbarian stories. There were many of them in an old magazine called Weird Tales. Yeah, those are good stories, by the way. You should really read them or listen to some audiobooks. Conan the Barbarian, great role model, let me tell you. But with a little more thought in my actions, that is, I think a little bit more before taking action of any kind, because let me tell you, there are consequences in this society that we live in. Getting back to people, people are so ensnared in the glamour of this plane of reality that they cannot see beyond the veil of worlds. And even if they could perceive beyond this veil, they would not be capable of relating to it. Well, why is that? Why is there a greater majority of people who don't see things? Well, I think people do. It's hard to say, because whatever you see on TV, what they tell you, like how many people believe this or that, the Bureau of Statistics, I don't believe them. Not a word. We who recognize and realize the primordial protocol, which I've just mentioned, of this world, which is to eat anything else, the ancient power that runs the gamut, the operating system, if I may call it that, of this universe, we are distinctly different from the body social here, the greater majority, as they call it. Yeah, I don't need to look up to a politician to tell me what's going on with the society. I mean, it's helpful, the numbers and so on, but then again, everybody has a lobbyist. I mean, just look around at people, and that's all you really need to do most of the time. Look at people around you. Are they happy? Are they? If they're not, then maybe something's wrong. Well, why don't you ask them? Yeah, just lean over and strike up a conversation with someone and ask them what they're upset about. And if they say it's because of something they see on TV, say, oh, I gotta go. Yeah, I mean, don't waste your time. Talk to people who are real and people who think for themselves. then you might have a conversation, you know, worth investing your time in. Make a new friend or a colleague. What you quite possibly haven't realized yet is that the greater majority, the body social, and every compartmentalized mind hive out there is like a sponge which desireth to absorb us, bring us into its spell of delusion and popular opinion. Yes, well, I don't really care too much about popular opinion. Brush that off my shoulder. Don't even waste my time with it. We have one or more elite groups on either side of the game board, and they've got the stakes. Let me say it again. And they've got the stakes hedged, people. Don't even think they haven't thought ahead. They're 12 steps ahead. They're 100 years ahead. But the fool who thinks, or doesn't really think, fools think they can dope this all out and make heads or tails of it. But no, my brothers and sisters, this spell of darkness has been cast upon us from whence we entered into this world of thy flesh consumed, or it will be at some point. But this is our great test. Like that film, there's a film called Predators versus Aliens, you know, simple, dumb, fun film about the predators and the aliens. We are like the predator hunters, you know, dropped on Earth to hunt and battle the alien horde. You know, it's all in our mind, really. This is metaphorical. And then bring back to our masters in the sky, our compadres up there, a badge of honor. We are like the fallen Aesir, the offspring of the gods of legend and mythology. Let us not cry or whine and complain, but instead carve out a path, hammer down a foundation, and thrive on the power of revelation and knowledge from the mystery of energy of the cosmos. Let us be all the psionic brotherhood and find ourselves strong, not weak, but strong. And in some cases, if we really analyze ourselves, our strengths and our weaknesses are not so incredibly different. But that's something I talk about in more detail in my club, because it can get a little confusing for most people. You know, not strength in the barbarous or stupid way of, you know, the way of brawn, physical brutality, no. But that of true strength, which is intelligence, information, intuitive power, and new knowledge that is independent from the outlets of the world controllers. Long live the Psionic Brotherhood. Long live the Vrilok New Thought Movement. Join me and be one of us. Be like the Avengers. Take the power back. Claim the power. Self-empowerment. I'm right here for you. Contact me anytime at my website, vrilok.com/contact. And until next time, keep the magic high. Thank you for joining me, everyone. This is Tom Vrilok, signing out.